We go to ABC News in the intrepid Karen Travers. And Karen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, I'll tell you, it's supposed to be all about infrastructure today with regard to the White House. And yet this other thing cropped up late last week. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking about Rob Porter and we're talking about John Kelly and others.
Yeah, I mean, this is actually now day seven of this story that was certainly bubbling in Washington, and I think really hit the big national conversation Friday when the president started talking about it. He broke his silence about these allegations. And in that statement in the Oval Office, he said that this is a tough time for Rob Porter and that he's very sad about this and that he wishes him a great career ahead of him. And he also emphasized that Porter says he's innocent. Now, there were critics who say he didn't mention the women who made these allegations. He didn't mention even a broader message about domestic abuse. It was all about sympathy and rallying around his former senior aide. Over the weekend, the president also tweeted that people's lives are being shattered and destroyed by a mere allegation. He doesn't say if he's talking about Porter there, but certainly coming on the heels of this entire week of controversy, that's how people took it. The president also asked on Twitter if there was no such thing any longer as due process.
Yep.
The other big story, the Trump going to release his budget today, $4 trillion. You tweeted this out. An OMB official said it will not eliminate the deficit in 10 years' time. Axios called it science fiction. So what do we think of president's budget today?
You know, these budget proposals, kind of sorting out what it all means, because, of course, there was that spending deal last week agreed upon in up on Capitol Hill, and that sets frameworks and lifts some caps that had been previously put in place as to how much Congress could spend. You know, there hasn't been a lot of fanfare leading into this budget release because in some ways it's paper. You know, it's a wish list by the administration. It's Congress who really gets down to the nuts and bolts of what the budget is going to look like. And that is a very long process. As we see, we are still dealing with last year's budget right now as they keep doing these short-term spending deals. So sure, the president could lay out this big budget proposal, but Congress will do their thing.
And for months, Karen, I've wondered about her, place in the Trump administration. She's certainly been in the news while the Rob Porter story is making headlines. Apparently, she's involved with him. I have a feeling that we're going to hear more about Hope Hicks.
Yeah, and we're not likely to hear from Hope Hicks.
She's not somebody for a communications director, we don't hear a peep out of her.
No interviews, no public statements. That is just not the way she's approached this position compared to predecessors or other people in this administration who are out there certainly making the public argument for the administration's policies or defending the president for various things. She just doesn't do that. This one is complicated because she is involved in this in a personal way. That's where some of the criticism about how the administration initially handled all of this last Tuesday when the first reports were coming out about Rob Porter, that perhaps her judgment was clouded in this and that she wasn't able to look at this from just that clinical communications director political position.
She never talks. Pat makes this point. She's communications director,
right?
But never speaks.
And, you know, there have been other communications directors. Could you name anybody from the Obama administration or the Bush years? No, probably not. Those people weren't out there all the time either doing a ton of media. But I think it's also just in contrast to everybody else in the West Wing who is doing a lot of media, who are active on Twitter, who are out there really making a name and face for themselves. It's just not her thing.
And one more thing for you, Karen, before we let you go. And that is in the face of today is budget and information about infrastructure money wanted. In the face of the Rob Porter scandal, does anything hold a candle to the streets, being on the streets of Philadelphia last week for the victory parade for the Eagles?
It's certainly, as I've been joking with colleagues, it's certainly a sign that we all should get out of Washington every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's just so nice and refreshing to see people happy, literally on the same team, agreeing with each other, and just rooting for the same cause. We just don't get that here in D.C. ever.
It's really literally stepping out of your box, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll see what he has to say today about the infrastructure. Everybody wants the roads fixed. We'll see.
Yes.
Thanks, Karen, for being here. We'll talk to you next time.